Now we journey to somewhere near the very heart of the old city, Prague's Letná Plain, and our guide is Jan Bellinger.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rush of cars on Milada Horáková Avenue in Prague, one of the main arteries leading through the Czech capital. It is a day when temperatures are soaring to record highs. If it wasn't 30 degrees Celsius, I'd be very surprised. On the other side of the thruway, Prague's famous Letná Park and Letná Plain, where Czechs as well as foreign visitors and residents go to rest, exercise, have picnics, take lovers' walks, and generally appreciate the most outstanding views of the city there are. Let's not stay a second longer on this noisy and dusty street, but escape to Letná, our destination in today's spotlight. Letná Park. Situated on a plateau above Prague, few sites could be more beautiful, set apart, yet so fully accessible in the middle of the pulsing city. Even 100 years ago, gentlemen and ladies in their best Sunday clothes promenaded its wide lanes, shaded by leafy overhanging branches from the park's many trees. Part of Letná was designed by one of Prague's most famous head gardeners, František Thomayer, around a neo-Renaissance chateau that today houses a popular outdoor restaurant. You'll also feel just as if you were entering the past when walking through the park's western entrance, where you will notice a gorgeous gem of a building, the Hanovský Pavilion, a cast-iron structure built in 1891 in neo-Baroque style for the Jubilee World Fair. It was later taken apart and reassembled at its present location. Also a restaurant, its cupola rises up like a rare bird's egg. From there, you can look out at the city. Hazy on a day like today, the Vltava River slow-moving, sweltering in the heat. A mugginess lies over the old town. The far embankment is a mirage of greened bronze roofs and ancient church spires. As you move on through Letná from either side, you will soon find many of its winding paths spider into a central pedestal still referred to as Stalinův pomník, or Stalin's Monument, a bombastic plateau of marble where a monstrous statue dedicated to the Soviet dictator once stood. Unveiled in 1955, it was the largest group statue in Europe, 15.5 meters in height and 22 meters in length. The great tyrant Stalin was represented leading the way forward, followed by a line of archetypal socialist figures that could not help but include the manual laborer, a woman farmer, and of course a soldier. In those days, those who recognized the socialist experiment for the period of descending darkness it was whispered sardonically that the statue was really a line of those waiting for a loaf of bread. Still, Stalin's grip eventually lessened, if only after his death. His monument only lasted till 1962, after which it was blown to smithereens. Its pieces cascaded into the Vltava. The cult of the dictator's personality finally unraveled even here. Today, the remaining slabs of the marble site are mostly untended. A giant metronome has stood above the city since 1991, ticking away the time, and the remnants of the crumbling marble stairs and metal railings have long been discovered and claimed by a new subculture. If you guessed the culture of skateboarders, then you were on the right track. All right, and the gentleman in front of me has just done a trick on his skateboard. His name is
Thomas Winter.
You come and skate here regularly, skateboard?
Yeah, I'm here like 5 times a week, as much as possible, because it's quite good here.
Why is that?
It's all marble. That's the main thing about that. Then, like, all the people from Prague are here every day. It's Like, I can meet here everyone.
I noticed that you've got bits of steps that have been taken apart here. You're doing jumps on them.
Yeah, it's everything here. It's ledges down the stairs. It's stairs here. Some curbs, you see. It's like we build it from things that are here. The marble blocks, we use them to skate on them, like to slide and grind.
Obviously, the view that, well, we can't see it from where we're standing just now, but the view from here, it's quite amazing as well.
That's why it's so unusual, the place. You can skate, then you can sit down and watch the whole city from here.
And that's precisely the point. Letná Park attracts because it gives visitors the impression of floating above everyday problems, escaping a little while from the daily grind. With such beautiful spring weather, the flowers in bloom, Letná Park is claimed by Prague's own. Dozens, even hundreds of people on inline skates. Young couples with baby carriages. Children. Dog owners. And even the odd Tai Chi practitioner. Yet, given the park's size, it never really manages to feel overcrowded. The head of the park's authority that manages Letná, Katarzyna Vaculová, confirms that as of the early 90s, the rush back to Letná has been great.
Mohu říct zcela bezpečně, že za posledních 10 let ta návštěvnost minimálně se strojnásobila.
Although I can't tell you the exact figures, it is safe to say that over the last 10 years, the number of visitors to Letná has increased at least threefold. Letná replaced Stromovka in terms of recreational use, and the park was literally bursting with visitors. Also, lifestyles have changed considerably. Less and less Prague residents go away to cottages on the weekends, including both those who are worse off financially and those who spend most of their time at work and can't get a break.
Meanwhile, the park's authority has been doing everything within its power to make Letná and many of the other sites it manages more charming than ever for visitors there.
My jsme právě za tímto stolným pomníkem letos na jaře vysadili takzvanou jabloňovou louku.
Just this year, on a meadow near the former Stalin monument, we planted a whole new orchard of apple trees, transported from Prague's famous Průhonice gardens. It is a beautiful selection. Even though the orchard is young, I would highly recommend it for visiting.
Even now, most of the people...
I want to dance.
What can you tell me about this park? What do you like about it?
I like it. I live here in the house, and I'm here every day. Yeah. It's a beautiful place for a walk and for be with friends.
So I'm here with
Ian Donegan and his son, Ian Donegan, two Ian Donegans.
I was just walking by and I noticed that you've got a ball, a football. Who's teaching who tricks in this case?
I sometimes wonder. I think my son's teaching me. What do you think, Ian?
All right, how do you guys like Letná Park? Important part of the city, would you say?
Yeah, it's good to come up here and relax, or kick the ball about. Or Ian likes his roller skates, so he does a bit of rollerblading, and he comes to look at the girls too.
No, he's just joke.
And what about that old Stalin site, broken down and in use only by skateboarders? That site does not come under the jurisdiction of the park's authority itself, so it is unclear what the city may decide to do with it in the future. Plans, some of them quite outlandish, including building an aquarium to feature sharks and manta rays on the site, were put forward in the past, but were found either unrealistic or damaging to the purpose of the park itself, a place to find quiet and a little peace of mind. The way things stand today, nobody really gets in anyone's hair. Certainly, the skateboarders hope things will remain pretty much the same. And for that matter, so do probably most of those who have been lucky enough to experience the charms of Letná Park.